Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
watching your favourite TV show. Just have us on live at the same time, as we found out from somebody today.
Yeah. Someone called through on the show. So I'm not sure how that works.
They're watching Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
And they called us and they're like, oh, I'm just watching Animal Kingdom. Because we were asking people what they were doing.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. No. Was it like a two audio at once kind of situation? Or was he flicking between?
It would have had to have been unless he... Because it's on split headphones.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And was watching...
Someone's watching their television and through then, headphones.
Yeah.
Split.
And then the also...
No, how's that work?
So had the buds, right? Yeah. Had one bud connected to one laptop, the other one connected to another one with the listener app on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And was listening live to the show and also live to the Netflix Animal Kingdom. One in each year.
I don't know that anyone would care enough about us to do that.
Well, obviously, old mate Mick from Sydney was...
I think he was watching a show, and then he finished that, like you know, like a show, like you know, an episode finished, and then he went, "I wonder what the boys are up to."
Or
maybe
have you guys ever watched a show and listened to a podcast?
No, I haven't.
I never have,
because you can't do it.
But I'm not Mick from Sydney. You know what I mean? He might be a superhero.
It can't be done. I refuse to believe.
I'm
it can
feeling
be done.
An FN radio challenge. Do we go to Mick's house, have 12 beers with him?
Maybe that was the key. He did say he had 12 beers.
12 beers, a pack of durries in Kingdom. What a combo.
You did.
What?
You didn't say what you thought you said.
Animal Kingdom?
You didn't say that.
What did I say?
It sounded like something else. And Jimmy and I just have...
Oh, you, dirty mind.
You guys are feral.
Filth bucket
mind. You guys should do like a expletive podcast together
we
or something.
We should. Just crazy news and stuff.
You guys should be like weird news.
Jimmy and Nate's weird. Oh, I forgot my own name.
Don't worry. No one would listen.
Nate's back in. You want to do a podcast with me?
Love to, mate. You want to do weird news?
Yeah.
Yeah, be
just
good.
Stuff. Just in our lives.
It could be called things you can listen to whilst watching a Animal Kingdom.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate, there are strong rumors that Kath and Kim... There's always a joker in the pack. There's always a lonely clown. Just sit with this for a bit.
We should.
Just a fool, as foolish as he can be. There's always a joker.
Just keep it. Here we go.
Like the open of the show.
Ready? Here we go.
Come on, everybody.
Yeah, everybody does this.
Everyone in Australia.
The joker is me.
You're not singing, Grace.
You don't know that, Grace.
I have never heard this before.
Have you never watched Kath and Kim?
I've never watched Kath and Kim.
Oh. What?
Is this the first time you're learning this?
We had no idea.
I didn't know that. No.
Well, my parents just weren't into it, so I never watched it.
Too busy Googling, can you take dogs on ferries? You got to
Which you can if you ask the captain.
All right, we'll just push it. That's an Australian, mate. You got to watch Kath and Kim.
Hey, big fella, direct everything at me, mate.
Yeah,
you co-host.
I'll sit out of this one.
Yeah, you might sit out. Rumours kicked off recently when crew members visited the famous Lagoon Courthouse.
Okay.
The sources said that the revival was already in pre-production and was expected to air on an undisclosed streaming service with an announcement due soon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just be going, hey, hang on a sec, Jim. I remember seeing that in the news. The house was recently demolished.
That's a long one for me to remember. Hey, hold on a sec, Jim. I remember seeing that in the news. The house was recently demolished.
Certainly was, Nath.
Mm.
So you'd be thinking, how are they doing some sort of reunion?
Oh, another one. How are they doing some sort of...
So I did some digging today, and it looks like they're recreating part of the house for a set.
This is good.
Before the house was knocked down, they went and measured it. And a bit disappointing, and I'd love to get the thoughts from the team. So we'll get Grace back in for this one, because I know you watched the Friends reunion special.
Yes, I did.
The Harry Potter reunion special, Nath, you were all
that
around.
That was phenomenal.
I did not watch that one.
No, because you both watched the reunion specials. Mm. That's what this is. It's not new Kath and Kim.
Okay.
It looks like it's a reunion
special. You know
what?
I'm actually into that more than a revival or a reboot, because I think that oftentimes the reboot is never as good as the original, and
you
kind of
Sex in the City wasn't that what you didn't think it was as good?
It was different.
Yeah.
It just wasn't the same show, and you're kind of unsatisfied. Whereas I think, you know, as a big fan of the show, you get them talking about, you know, special moments they loved. They might do a few little reboot scenes cameos. Type thing, cameo appearances.
Because
mm.
Kathy Kim
really
has
like
heaps of so many cameos. One of my favourite was R.I.P. Shane Warne.
Paying
an impersonator himself.
Yeah.
Getting married to Magnus Skibanski.
Yeah.
Never say her last name. Apologies. I love you, Magna. I can't get
it. And was it Big Mickey was on it too, wasn't he?
Your
Mick
dad?
Malloy? Mick Malloy.
Yeah.
Not my dad. Yes, my dad.
Gary Poole.
We could have led you down that path because she's never seen it.
Yeah. Nice dad.
My dad, Big Mickey. He was on Kath and Kim. Well, my mum's name is Kath. So,
look, a little bit later in the show, we've actually got some more Kath and Kim news involving Dave's family.
Yeah.
Where we surprised
quite literally. So, this is really the perfect little tease for that later on.
You know what, Grace? Your mic's turned off for the next segment.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate, Australia's lettuce shortage has hit a new low as restaurants are now charging for lettuce.
Mm. Yeah. It's horrible for that water leaf filler.
So apparently one piece of lettuce now costs $1 at some restaurants.
$1 for a piece of lettuce, like so, a slice of lettuce.
Just, yeah, one like lettuce leaf.
Sanchoi Bao lovers would be hating it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it started with, I've got a receipt here for Sanchoi Bao. So they bought a Sanchoi Bao, which was $18. And then for each lettuce cup, they've called it a lettuce cup, $1.
$1. You'd almost go for just the normal cups, wouldn't you?
Spoon.
Could I get a I'll have a non-edible, please.
I've never really had a stewed Sanchoi Bao, just quickly. You spoon meat into lettuce.
It's so messy. And there's oil that comes down. I don't understand it. What's wrong with the spoon?
A plastic container.
Why does it need to be in a lettuce cup?
Is it because someone's felt guilty? They're like, should I just be eating mince out of it?
You don't know.
You don't get to talk.
Why not?
Because in the top of hour, you talked about your dog thing.
You've been
and
a crowbar since you've come on.
And then you said you never seen Kath and Kim. And then you came back in and went, isn't it Dad and Kath and Kim?
So
I told you, banned from this.
I'm sitting out, but I did just want to say I love Sanctuary.
I'll tell you what you can do. You can produce this, Bragg.
I'll go to the phones early. 13 10 60.
You know what? Hey, is anyone out there on the phones?
No.
13 10 60. Lettuce lovers, call.
Straight. And
wait for the door to slam.
Well, it doesn't slam. It's a big airlock door.
Yeah. But I'll be honest. I thought she was going to slam it then, but she didn't slam
it. I'm not going on the phones yet. I got more of the story.
No, of course not. We've got 5 minutes.
No, you can start calling if you want. 13, 10, 60. I want to chat to lettuce lovers.
Mm. And we got $50 mini log vouchers as well, so you can get one lettuce cup.
50 lettuce leaves. I want to chat to lettuce lovers because I'm interested, because I like lettuce on a burger. I like it accompanying something.
It's just a filler for me. Like, I like the look of it there, but to me, taste-wise, it doesn't really add much.
It doesn't do anything. It is rabbit food.
Yeah.
Like spinach. If I'm making a salad, I'm putting spinach in it.
Spinach is good. The thing of Popeye.
It's a fun little thing.
It's just there. It's a filler.
Yeah. I'm not grabbing a lettuce.
No.
And crunch it into it.
No.
Like an apple.
Yeah, I'm not going, I've got to need a snack. I might whip out my lettuce. Anyone got some lettuce cups?
So, yeah, KFC even, probably would have saw that. They came out recently and said flooding events in New South Wales and Queensland have impacted their burgers. Customers in New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, ACT and Tassie were advised they may have a temporary blend of lettuce and cabbage in their meals to make up for the shortage.
I don't know the difference between lettuce and cabbage.
Cabbages.
To me, they're both those water. Grace is putting her hands up. People are calling. Okay?
You're not.
I don't know if this works. Is this mic? Try and talk into that. Does that work? No, it doesn't. Good.
Some people are paying up to $12 for an iceberg lettuce.
$12 for a lettuce?
You know what's really bad?
For a water plant.
My mum's a chef, right?
Yeah,
she cooks delicious meals.
Phenomenal chef.
She calls me up the other week and she goes, have you seen the lettuce shortage? They're expensive. Yeah. And I went, yeah, they are.
Yeah. I would never buy lettuce. I wouldn't know.
She goes, I stockpiled. I bought six of them.
Sue!
I went, Mom, what are you
doing? She's causing the inflation. That's what Sue's
Mom's
doing.
Mom's part of the problem.
What are you doing?
So look, give us a call, 131060. We want to chat to some lettuce lovers. I understand that I want to know if you chat it, you like it on a burger, but do you love it? Are you going to buy lettuce and just, you know?
All right, Australia, prove us wrong. 131060, lettuce lovers, jump on the phones right now.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Just ask 131060, are you a lettuce lover? You can get involved in the socials as well. At Jimmy and Nath, I put up a little poll. And currently, 82% of you love lettuce.
Really?
Yeah.
I like lettuce. It's convenient. It's a good filler. But to love lettuce?
I love lettuce on a burger, but I'm not like...
Like I love a meat patty. I love buns.
I feel like, yeah, if you are asking me what to take out of a burger, if you're talking to KFC Zigga Burger, if it was the chicken or the lettuce,
I'm going to go with the lettuce.
I'd be more upset if the chicken was gone.
100%. I'm not using the L word to describe lettuce.
Do you remember that time I went somewhere, I won't name where it was, I went to a fast food place and they were out of chicken and they gave me cheese instead?
Wasn't I with... Oh, no, I remember that one.
And But they didn't tell me and I had to go back into the store and go... Hey, there's no chicken in this.
What about the place we went to that is known for their chicken?
Yeah.
And they said, hey, just before your order, just letting you know, no chicken.
We're out of chicken.
What do you have? Powerade?
Powerade and chips.
Chrissy from Newcastle. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Chrissy. Now, do you love lettuce?
Yeah, I do. I love lettuce.
You love it.
How often are you eating lettuce? How are you eating lettuce?
Now that it's cold, I'm not eating it every day, but normally I'd eat it every day. I've just stopped in the last couple of weeks.
Do you have it by itself? Do you have it by itself, Chrissy?
No. I make a really nice salad, but that's mostly consists of lettuce.
Think it's a bit boring?
Just boring?
Just water?
Yeah. No. Anyway, I wanted to tell you a story about what happened to me today.
Oh, man, I'll put my feet up. You tell a story, Chrissy. We got plenty of time. Hey, Chrissy, it's night time. Everyone's day's over, mate. Yeah, you do whatever you want to do.
You know it to be.
I hadn't even actually thought about it until I was listening to you guys. I never ring up the radio, but I thought I was like the penny dropped. So I had a weird day today. Didn't end up going to work. And anyway, took myself out for a late lunch.
Good on you.
And it was a little bit stressful because I ended up babysitting someone's kids and, you know, they're 2 and 3 and I was sitting there. I was just like, hurry up and get them some chips and I'll have a Caesar salad, thanks. Not just thinking like, yeah, I love Caesar salad. That's quick, you know. And then she said, would you like to order something, you know, on the side? And I said, yeah, I'll have some salmon, thanks. And then usually when you get a Caesar salad, like it's mostly lettuce and you get a little bit of salmon. And today I was sort of thinking, geez, there's heaps of salmon. It's kind of like having a bit of lettuce with my salmon, but I didn't think about the lettuce shortage until you said that. And I was like, yeah, right. That's why. I just wanted to sort of put a warning out there for people if they like a Caesar salad that, you know, just be careful because you're going to get like all croutons or whatever they're called. And if you get salmon, like I just had a bowl of croutons and salmon with a few little like sprinkles of green in it. It was nice, but it was weird.
Well, Chrissy, thank you for sharing that. That's a very good morning. Thank you, Chrissy. We really appreciate that.
It's nice now that, you know, those, just go back to Chrissy now. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I've just got to tell everyone else that we don't have time to get to them, but Chrissy. So go to Chrissy first. What do you want to say, Chrissy?
How much lettuce?
Might as well keep going, eh?
How many pieces of lettuce do you think were in the salad?
You've even got a question.
I reckon it was probably, like you were saying, a cup maybe. Like it was probably about a half a cup shredded up and thrown into a great big bowl. Awesome. But it was like, lucky I like salmon because it was mainly like salmon that I ate.
Imagine you didn't like salmon and then you just
know. You're right. Hey, Dave from Bendigo, are you there?
Yes,
mate,
I'm here.
We don't have time for your story, but you're going to get a menu log voucher, okay?
Okay,
good on you, mate. Cheers. Leisha from Victoria. Hi, Leish.
Hey, how you going?
Leish, we don't have time for your story, but you're getting a menu log voucher, okay?
Thanks very much.
Oh, no, I can't go back.
Mate, this has taken 12 minutes. they're getting their menu log voucher. Alana from Bendigo, we got you?
Hi, yes.
Alana, have you got a super quick story about lettuce?
I love lettuce. I will have lettuce without the burger buns.
Great. Thank you.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Now, look, if you did listen last night, if you missed it last night, we had a few issues, mainly producer Grace and Nath.
Mm-hmm.
Some TV issues. I don't want to point fingers.
Yeah.
But the main issue, and again, if you join us first time, check out the socials at Jimmy and Nath. You can see us all there. We were doing Hobart Breakfast for 5 years. The mainland, that's how Tasmania calls it. People on the mainland don't know they're from the mainland. they went, hey, guys, come up here. We've been doing weekend breakfast, Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 9, all around Australia.
A lot of breakfast and morning stuff.
Yeah. Well, from this year, the start of this year, we started weekend breakfast all around the country. So for 7 days a week, we were doing breakfast. So every morning we were on. So when Grace answered the phone, she would say,
good morning. Who have we got this morning?
And on air, Nath, you would say,
happy morning, guys. Good morning. Thanks for being a part of it.
Now, we heard a lot of that last night in the show because you hear Nath talk into the songs. You didn't hear Grace on the phones. Now, Nace, you figured it. You've written night in front of you. You figured it out.
Honestly, every single screen, I've written night. Yeah, every single word. And I haven't said morning yet. I mean, until just then, but that was an example.
No, that's good. And we love our little producer, Grace.
Yeah.
She's a little sister that we never had. Well, actually, no, Nate, you have a little sister. That's my fault.
I do have a little sister.
Yeah. And Caitlin.
And she's still around.
Apologies to Caitlin. Grace, little sister I never had.
Yeah.
And we want to look after you. I said something. I came up with an idea last night on the show.
I'm still getting used to the night thing. I keep telling people on the phones, good night, good morning, hello.
It'll take time.
You probably don't need to say good night.
I should say good evening, but it still feels a bit late for evening.
Good evening sounds formal too.
I know.
Like it belongs good on the evening. ABC. Not here.
What Welcome should I say? Hello?
Hey, Gam.
Hello.
You know what we do? Tomorrow night we call the other radio stations.
Figure it out.
I don't mind. Should we do some market research, guys?
Yeah. We call their producers tomorrow night and we just see what they say, just to get a feel.
Okay.
Because we don't want to be saying the same thing.
No, you're right. Different. I want to jazz it up a bit too.
Yeah. Now, we're going to do that because we want to help out producer Grace.
And this
help
is great. Phones. And the best ideas are often come up on the show.
My best ideas always happen live. Mm. You guys know that. I am useless in a meeting during the day. I really am.
It's true. It's true.
If you attend one.
Yeah. And if I had my phone plugged in, I worked for 5 years in Hobart. I never had the phone plugged in. My boss figured out when I left. So what's going on? So what are you now? We can't call these shows. There's a few, you know, little legal things, T's and C's. So we've done a little run around here.
Yeah.
So we're going to use you. And look, we love you, Australia. You've responded. I mean, look at all the people that call for lettuce. I mean, Chrissy, shout out Chrissy from Newcastle. She 5 minutes on
salads.
What a story.
And what a public service announcement too.
And we know there's a lot of people out there. Apologies if we didn't get to you, but maybe get involved now. So we're going to do 13 10 60. Give us a call. We want to have a chat to you because then we're going to ask you to call some other radio shows for us.
We need the Jimmy and Nath Army to start its formation and do some market research for us, but we need you to call right now. 13 10 60 and help us out. Help out the show. Help out producer Grace. Help out the country. That's essentially what you're doing.
Now, look, you know, maybe, you used to listen to a radio show. Maybe you're one of those people that just flicks around.
Yep.
Or maybe you've been listening to this station forever all around the country. That's fine. Because, you know, there were shows before us, but Producer Grace has put a list together.
Mm.
So we have a list together of other shows in your area, because we know that there's people all around Australia. So give us a call, 1360. We'll have a bit of yarn. If you've got a show in mind that you want to call for us, let us know.
That's great.
If not, we'll give you one.
And you've just got to report back to us as
well
obviously. All right, 1360, jump on the phones right now. If you're willing to call another radio show for us, and get this, on top of it, more menu log vouchers to give away. So I'll even pay you for your services. $50 menu log vouchers.
I feel like we're asking a bit more than, do you love lettuce?
1360, jump on the phones right now. It's Jimmy Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Just ask 1310cc, will you call another radio show for us?
Mm.
If you're just joining us, had a few issues last night, mainly producer Grace, and we love her. You know, she didn't know how to answer the phones. We've been doing breakfast radio 5 years, and she's been saying, good morning, Jimmy Nath.
Well, she's been an executive producer of a breakfast show for such a long time.
So we didn't know. Like, we just want to make sure we do the right thing.
And so, I love this because it's not normally a question that radio shows ask is for their listeners to call another station.
Yeah.
But we're not a normal show.
No, and we got told we couldn't call them. We said, hey, we were going. That was the plan. We sat down today and we'll call the other stations. And our boss went, no, you can't do that.
Mm.
So we sat down and we went, how can we do this? And we went, Australia's with us.
I reckon there's a workaround.
Yes. So they're going to help us do this. So we're going to go to the phones. We're going to chat to some people and figure out what Grace, you've chatted to them. And they've got stations in mind, they're going to call.
Okay. Okay, awesome. This is what we want. All right. Nathan from Newcastle. Hello, Nath. How are you? Nath.
He's gone, Grace.
Okay. That's a good start.
That's a good start. We're off to a flyer, guys. We're off to a flyer.
Let me go back here.
Katie from Melbourne.
Hello.
Hello, Katie. How are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
We're going all right. Katie, are you willing to do some market research for us, call another radio station?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, this is good, Katie. This is what we need. We need a little Jimmy Nath arm to go out. Katie, what station do you want to call?
Nova.
You want to call Nova. All right. Okay. Now, I think it's the surge is on at the moment, is it, Smallsy?
I have no idea.
Well, who
cares? Listen to Nova.
Hey, good answer, Katie.
That was a test,
and you
passed.
Welcome to the club. All right.
I've just realised that maybe we shouldn't have done this because we're sending people to other radio stations. they call them and go, I like this.
Okay.
I'm going to stay.
Katie, all
it's
we
very risky. Risk it for the biscuit.
It is. Katie, all we need you to do is call that whatever the Nova number is. I think producer Grace will Google it and give it to you, right? Call them.
Mm-hmm.
Hear what they say when you answer and just hang up, okay? That's all you need.
Sounds fab. I can totally do that.
And then report back?
Yeah.
Perfect. And we'll chat. We'll go to a song. We'll chat to you. And then we'll find out what they said.
Exactly. All right. Let's go to Conway. Conway, also from Melbourne. We got you there, Conway.
Yeah. How you going, mate?
We're good, brother. Are you happy to call another radio show for us?
Definitely am.
Okay. What are you going to call, Conway?
I was thinking about calling Cater.
Cater.
This is the new, I think it's a new one or something. All right. So
you seem to know a lot about these other stations, mate.
I'm doing my own market research. All right, Conway, same deal. We just need you to call whatever their number is. As soon as they answer, you just memorise what they say and just hang up, okay, and call us back.
No worries. I'll be pulling into work in a couple of minutes and I'll give them a bell.
Oh, you're a good man,
maybe
Conway.
Maybe pen and paper.
Yeah, just, pen and paper.
Because I don't have a great memory.
Yeah, and we don't want people to come back and go, I forgot.
I think they said hello.
Jess from Griffith. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Hi, Jess. Are you willing to call another radio show for us?
Yep.
Okay, what station are you going to call, Jess?
2RD.
2RD. 2RD, yeah?
G.
2RG. Who's, yeah. I don't know. You've got me there. Okay.
But you usually listen to us, yes, Jess?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Says the guy who's been on two nights. Regular listener, Jess.
You're a regular. All right, so Jess, same deal. You call them, just hear what they say when they answer the phone, hang up and call us back, yes?
Yep.
Oh, you're good. Very good. Okay, we've got a little army out there doing stuff for us, Jim. Is there anything else you want to say? Because we'll go to some music, let the people do their thing.
I think we're good. I think they're all Producer Grace is outside chatting to them. So okay. We'll go to a song. We may even go to two songs if they need some more time.
Yes.
And then, when we come back, we'll have a chat to them and see what the producers of these shows, what they answer the phone with.
Yeah, because this is all to help Producer Grace, so she knows what to say when people call. Just the market research,
we're
guys.
We're learning, guys.
Absolutely. We're new here. Thank you for helping us out.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Let's go to Katie from Melbourne who called. Hi, Katie. We got you back?
Yes, you got me back.
Now, Katie, remind us what station you called.
Well, I rang Nova.
You rang Nova. Okay, now talk us through how they answered the phone.
They didn't six times.
They six times you called.
Wow.
Well, you gave me market research. I was like, I'll give it the old college try. It rang out every time.
Good on
so
you.
So there you go.
Okay.
And
turns out we are doing ourselves some favours here.
we'll promise that will never happen on the Jimmy Nash Show, Producer Grace.
I will try. No, that'll never happen. That'll never happen.
There you go, Katie. There you go. Heard from Producer Grace.
We didn't lose you to Nova, did we, Katie?
Well, obviously not. They didn't even answer. So.
Good on you,
Katie.
Okay, well, Katie, I will ask you this then, because obviously Nova didn't answer, classic. how do you think our beautiful Producer Grace should answer the phones?
I think just a simple hello with the station so people don't get confused is always a good one. Then you can't mess it up. You say hello, you've reached Fox. Then it's like, okay, you know who you've rung.
Yeah,
it's not morning, night, or anything.
Okay.
And you have that awkward, like if it's at midday to afternoon, you don't have that awkward, good morning, ah, crap, it's afternoon. Yeah. None of that.
That's a good, God, Katie, you have been resourceful.
Katie, do you work in radio?
No, I'm a nurse.
Nurses, my favourite type of people.
You're doing actual work, which is good. Yeah.
Right, well, thank you, Katie, we appreciate that.
Well done. All right, Conway from Melbourne. Hello, Conway, we got you back.
Yeah, mate. How are you?
Now, we're good, mate. Now, Conway, remind us what station you called.
Tried to call Cater.
Oh, you tried. What happened, Conway?
Well, tried to call their number four times and they didn't answer, so I tried to call the office number and they only opened from 8 to 5.
8 to 5? What do you call this?
I love that you've called the office number as well. We've asked people to do something. I mean, Katie's called six times, Conway's called four times, and then called the office number.
The office, which means you would have done some Googling then, Conway, yes?
I had to get on it straight away, mate.
Oh, I love that. I love you too, Conway. This is bloody awesome.
Conway, once again, we can assure you that if you call the Jimmy and A Show, we will answer the phones. 100%, won't we, Grace?
Yeah, most of the time.
Okay, this is good.
Conway, we didn't lose you to Cater, did we?
No, definitely not.
Okay, good. All right, now, Conway, same question to you. How do you think Producer Grace should answer the phones?
Well, evenings, just good evening, and obviously the station name.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, pretty good.
Well, I always said obviously station name, like, stupid question, Nath. Yeah, 100%. Thank you, Conway. You're a good man. God, we've got some good people out there. All right, finally, we'll go back to Jess from Griffith. Hello, Jess.
Hi.
Did you just sneeze? Bless you, Jess.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
Now, Jess, remind us which station you called.
2RG.
Is that Triple M? Producer Grace?
I think it's Triple M, yeah.
Triple M, okay. And that's in Riverina, Jess, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now, talk us through it. How did they answer the phone?
First time they didn't.
Okay.
Second time, I just got a standard voice recording. Welcome to Southern Cross Australia News. we'll take your call as soon as we can. If not, call back later.
And you never spoke to a person?
Nope.
That's three from three, guys. That's three from three.
It doesn't matter what you say, Grace, as long as you answer.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
It's Jimmy and Nate. Please welcome our producer, Grace, for some goss.
Beyonce has dropped a brand new song today from her upcoming album Renaissance. It's called Break My Soul, and it's an absolute bop. Baby, you won't break my soul. Oh.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. Is this one we heard The Office today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very good. Sorry, I just want to keep listening.
So good.
It's planful.
It's very, very good.
Banger.
It actually samples an iconic 90s house song called Show Me Love by Robin S.
Okay.
Which has been, is that one of the most sampled?
It's a very sampled song.
Song
because
yeah.
It's a bop. It's it really is. Good.
Robin S.
So I'm really excited for this kind of angle that Beyonce is going down. I feel like she hasn't released music like this in a very long time. And according to reports from Variety, Renaissance will dabble in genres ranging from country music to dance tracks like Break My Soul. So this is going to be a very mixed bag.
Oh, no. Genre is a fun word to say, isn't it?
Isn't it beautiful?
Genre.
It's a word that just rolls off the tongue. It's like décolletage.
I didn't know about the country, but I had seen because that this new what's the new song called?
Break My Soul.
She's working with Sam. It's some of the producers that did Who Run the World, Girls.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Which was a very, I guess, yeah, another popular dance track that Beyonce did. But yeah, I saw that. Like Beyonce came out, she's like, "Yeah, I'm going to release this sort of dance album. There might be some country tracks here as well." And Drake just went, "Oh, I'm just going to drop one today." He dropped a dance track. What was it? Only on Friday.
Yeah, I think a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Do you know what that one's called? Do you want me to find it?
We wouldn't have it in the system.
It's a full album.
Yeah, it's
a
full album. He dropped just a surprise album.
I've heard some mixed reviews on that one.
Well, people going after him because it's not rap.
Like no, it's like house.
It's house music
and
with
he's
him
kind
of
rapping over
rapping
the top.
And singing over the top of it. Mm. I do love. You know what I hate though? I love the fact that Drake dropped a surprise album, no promo, no press, whatever you think about it, on Friday, whatever it was. Beyonce just drops a song. What's today? Tuesday.
Mm.
It feels like every time a song comes out now, it's a Friday.
Well, Beyonce kind of set that precedent back when she dropped that surprise album. What was it, Beyonce? She just dropped it on a Friday and everyone went, "Wait, we have to do that now." And she went, "Nah."
I didn't like it when people started just deleting their Instagram or putting up something weird
Ellie
on their Instagram.
Ellie Goulding's done that again today and went, "Babe, we're focusing on Beyonce today. Yeah. We'll come back to you."
Delete their Instagram. "Guys, look at me. I'm about to release an album." We can't look at you. You delete your Instagram.
Ed Sheeran's done that and you love Ed Sheeran.
I know. He's done it several times and I've given him feedback. Hasn't taken it on yet. But
just commenting on
coming on his Instagram, which doesn't exist because he deleted it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, I briefly mentioned it when we started the show, but today's my beautiful mother, Kath's birthday. Happy birthday, Kath. Now, here's the thing. Mum's always been a massive supporter of our show. Even when we started on another network years ago, she would listen to every single show pretty much start to finish. If not, she would listen to the podcast. Of course, you can get the Jimmy Nath podcast. Download the listener app, listen without an E. But she'd
Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get it.
Just wherever. Just type
just
in
listen.
Jimmy Nath. But she's always been a massive supporter of the show. Always has been, always commenting on it, always going, "Oh, I heard you talk about this the other day," whatever. Now, I thought it would be the same case when we started our first national nights show around the country. So I called her today after our first show, also to wish her a happy birthday. And I was like, "Happy birthday, Mum. What did you think of the show?" And she goes, "Oh, look, I'll be honest, doll. Something happened and I didn't listen." And I've gone, "Oh, no, something happened. She hasn't listened to the show for the very first time." I said, "Mum, what's wrong?" And she goes, "Well, oh, no, nothing's wrong. I just, I've started watching Kath and Kim. And I got a bit carried away."
Yeah, I was 50, sorry, didn't she? She said something like, "I only managed to get a half an hour." And then you went,
No, the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, you're like 10 minutes. And you went, "Oh, like the start of it, you went to bed." And she goes, No, the end of it.
Yeah.
I've started watching Kath and Kim.
So it's like a halfway through. Like, how long is an episode of Kath and Kim? 25?
Yeah, they're about 24. Some of them go longer, like there's hour-long episodes.
Sure.
But if she's at the start of it, if she was from season
one,
you're
about
24 minutes.
So she would have got through maybe 4 to 5 episodes of Kath and Kim, and then she's realised, "Oh, my son's about to start a national night show. I better tune in for the last 10 minutes," which is a song and maybe the goodbye. That was it.
I mean, we'll do a lot of shows. We're on Monday, Thursday, and Saturday, Sunday, 7 to 9 in the mornings. I love Kath and Kim, and I don't know if we'll ever do anything as good as that.
No. No, but that's fine.
It's very good.
But Kath
like,
and Kim...
If you had to give me a list, of, like, if she's like, I just started watching The Big Bang Theory, I'd be like, all right, we've got to let Kath go. But I'm willing to accept defeat to Kath and Kim. It's a well-written show. They're very... Gina Riley and the other one.
100%, I totally agree, but you can watch Kath and Kim whenever because you're just watching on a streaming service. True. I thought for she might want to listen to the first live show.
True, but you did mention podcast.
Yeah, I did mention that. You're so right. You're so right. And she does. She is aware of that.
She's aware.
I just thought maybe as somebody who's supported us forever.
But I mean, like, she got lost in it. You know what I mean? Like, she's never watched it, which is a crime in itself. And I know we discovered earlier that producer Grace, you've never watched Kath and
never
Kim.
Never watched a second.
Yeah. See, but you should have done the marathon with Mum yesterday.
When you start watching it, you will binge watch it because it is that good. And so that's what's happened.
Which is what she's done.
She's got lost. She got lost in it. But again, if she'd said something like, what's an awful TV show?
Got me with, you know.
Has anyone watched anything awful recently?
What's something I didn't like? What was that that superhero movie that I... Green Arrow.
The Arrow?
Yeah, sorry, Nath. I missed you and Jimmy's first national show. Why? Oh, I was up to season 3 of Green Arrow.
Really? I got lost in an Arrow marathon. That's not okay, but I'm okay with it.
Okay, so you're fine with that. Okay. Yeah. Are we fine with the fact that she's only just discovered Kath and Kim, like 20 years on?
I'm not, I mean, yeah, as we discovered earlier, it looks like they're doing a reunion special where they're all going to get back together and talk about the show. Producer Grace doesn't watch, which I think is very un-Australian.
Yeah.
Because it's probably...
That's horrific.
There's going to be a big call.
Mm.
I reckon it's the best piece of Australian television ever. It's controversial right now. Yeah. Nathan Jimmy. Kath and Kim, best TV show, Australian TV show.
There's a strong argument for that.
Name me, one of you two, name me a better Australian TV show.
I really liked Please Like Me, the Josh Thomas one. No, you didn't know that one? Okay, cool.
You binged that during the show yesterday, did you?
All right. There's some great Australian content.
No, I'm not saying there isn't. I'm saying that this is the cream of the crop.
All Aussie.
So Glenn Robbins in it?
Well, all Aussie Adventures?
Glenn Robbins
again. Should I say something else controversial? I've never watched that either.
I'm not playing the controversial. That's not controversial. That's just
wrong.
Un-Australian.
You've watched Josh Thomas's
Please Like Me.
Okay. And you haven't watched All of the Adventures or Kath and Kim.
Nope.
Thank God you're here.
Okay. Oh, I've seen that.
We get one day off a week, right? That's Friday. Mm. You need to do some binging on Friday. You need to start watching some Australian content, mate. Start supporting.
Support local,
start
mate.
Start supporting
the
country.
Supporting local.
No, mate. You're commercial.
You know what else? Yeah. I watched the Peter Allen special. That was good.
Stop naming things that people... 131060, here's the question I want to ask. What show were you late to the party on? Because my mum...
I was late to the Peter Allen.
Oh, you're kidding. Has that dropped, has it? I have an Instagram timer.
Oh, what's this, Peter? What's he sing?
My baby goes to Rio.
Goes to Rio. Did I miss that? Did that come out and I missed it?
Oh, I swear, I've had a reminder on my phone.
I was watching Thank God You're Here, and I've missed out on the, what is it, Peter Andre?
Not Peter Andre.
Peter Andre. All right, 131060. What TV show were you late to the party on? Were you like my mum? Was it Kath and Kim? I know I've only recently started watching Parks and Rec, Jim, which you watched years ago.
Sorry, I need to admit something. My girlfriend, Ash, has messaged me, and I've been giving Grace a bit of flack here, and your mum. I only watched Kath and Kim this year.
Oh, you are atrocious.
But look what I'm saying here.
Hey, but you've watched it.
I never watched it because I'll be honest, I saw it and I was like, yeah. And then my girlfriend was like, you have to watch this. It's so good. And honestly, when I started watching it, I absolutely binged all of it, start to finish. It was over. And I never binge anything, Nath. You know this.
No, you don't. You're not a binger. You're a slow watcher.
I had to binge it all. It's phenomenal. I absolutely love it. And again, I'll say the best piece of Australian TV show I've ever watched.
So you've been caught out by your partner live on the air, which is great. Yeah. All right.
So you're sitting here like you're watching it from day dot.
All right, 131060, jump on the phones. Oh, someone's already called one.
Whoa, when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio.
Did I miss this?
Oh, my gosh.
When did this come out?
When was the special?
It was a couple of years ago.
I missed it.
I can't believe I missed this.
Right, just go to Rio.
131060, jump on the phones right now. What show were you late to the party on? Maybe it was Kath and Kim, guys.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
131060, what TV show were you late to the party on? This is after, well, today is actually my beautiful mum, Kath. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, mother. And I called her today to wish her happy birthday and to see what she thought of our first national night show yesterday. And she said, no, unfortunately, I got a bit distracted. I only heard the last 10 minutes of it because for the first time I was watching Kath and Kim. Which you've just called one of Australia's best ever TV shows.
Yeah, I got in trouble. I do believe that it is the best Australian TV show I've ever watched. Mm. But I only watched it this year.
Yeah.
My girlfriend.
But at least you have watched it.
I've watched it start to finish, binge it all, even the specials and the extras. My girlfriend introduced it. She's like, you got to watch it. And I loved it. I fell absolutely in love with it.
But late to the party.
I was very late to the party on Kath and Kim. But hey, I've seen it. All of it.
Have you binged it? Not even a binger.
I'm not a binger.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
I've been watching Drive to Survive on Netflix.
Yeah.
And you and I are walking into work tonight. Yeah. And I go to you, just started season 3.
Yeah.
I've been watching that for a year.
Oh, I know. And you got me onto it like a month ago and I've finished it.
So that's how good Kath and Kim is.
All right. Daniel from Canberra. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Good, mate. Yourself?
We're good, brother. What TV show were you late to the party on?
Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
I haven't watched Peaky Blinders.
See, I watched the first 3 seasons and then I don't know why. I just gave up.
I just started watching it like last week. I'm up to season 5.
Week and you're up to season 5, Dan?
Yeah, it's good.
You're worse than me.
So you recommend it?
Yeah, it's real good, yeah.
I think isn't like the last season coming out now or something?
I think so, yeah. I always said on Netflix, but I only started watching it last week.
I've seen a lot of people have recommended that to me, Dan. Okay. Right. I'll give it a chance then, Dan.
Yeah, you have to.
Dan,
it's real good, yeah.
How did you get onto it, Dan? Did your friends tell you to get onto it? Or
no, I was just running out of shit on stuff on Netflix to watch.
Go back to Dan. Dan, can you give us also a recommendation of something not to watch if you've gone through everything?
I forget the names. They're not that good.
Fair enough.
You're honest. That's all I ask.
Let's go to, is it Bridey from Melbourne? Hi, Bridey.
Yeah, hey.
Bridey, what show were you late to the party on?
I was late to the party on Stranger Things.
Oh, really?
When did you start it?
Just last week I started from season 1.
Wow. Did you not get caught up in all the hurrah when it started, Bridey?
Oh, I did, but it was just one of those ones I never really got into. And, yep, now I'm into it.
So are you up to date now?
No, I'm not. I'm still on season 1, actually.
Okay.
You're not a binger, which is good. That's good. It means you can appreciate it more, whereas I would have finished the whole thing in
sometimes,
a couple of days.
Sometimes, I don't know if you'd agree, sometimes when you watch something, I don't want to binge it because I'm worried that I'll end up having nothing to watch.
Yes, I'm the same. Yeah. Because then you run out of things.
Yeah, so I'll watch like 1 episode every couple of nights and I'm like, I'll treat myself. This is my nice show I like.
And you freak out and you're like, what have I got to watch? The Peter Allen documentary, who knows? Thank you, Bridey. Matt from Campbelltown. Hey, Matty.
Hey, how are you?
We're good, mate. How are you? You going all right?
Yeah, good.
What show were you late to the party on?
Believe it or not, Game of Thrones.
No. When did you start?
I was probably about 3 and a bit years after everyone else.
Wow. Again, it's wild that people don't get into it, even with all the hurrah around it, Matty. You just weren't interested.
I think it was more peer pressure. Everyone was saying how good it was and to watch it. And I'm one of those stubborn people that are like, nah, it's not that good.
I've got someone like that in my team.
Yeah, it's me, Matty. anyone tells me to do something, I'm not doing it. My hair may look awful, and Nathan Grace will be like, Jimmy, get a haircut.
Mop head, can you please cut your hair?
They were like, watch Game of Thrones, it's great. I'm like, no, stop telling me.
Matty, did you
watch it all the way to the end?
I did, yes.
Did you like the finale?
No, I can't say I really did.
No, I honestly can't even remember it.
Season, to be honest.
Yeah, that whole last season was rubbish. Mm. Then you know it's coming back, Matty.
Yeah, isn't it like a different story though, a Jon Snow story or something?
Yeah, they just announced. Jon Snow's coming back for the future.
Yeah, listen, I know everything about it now.
You know what, Matty? You and Jimmy should really watch the new thing of Game of Thrones. What do you reckon?
Done.
Oh, well, you're not that bad, are you? Not that it's only you. It's only you. It's not like 1,000 people.
Hello, Mum. How are you?
Hey, Nate. How are you?
Good. Now,
hey,
I mean,
Jimmy.
Hey, Kath. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mum.
You.
Now, Mum, you've called through because you're actually listening to the show now. You're not binge watching Kath and Kim tonight.
No, Dad and I are both listening. We went to see Top Gun.
Oh, you went and saw Top Gun.
Yeah.
So you haven't listened to the whole show. Then again, you're watching something else.
No, we have listened. We were home when you started.
Just had it playing in the cinema.
So you enjoyed Kath and Kim, Kath?
Yes, I haven't watched it all, but I did watch quite a few episodes.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? What about Top Gun? You enjoyed Top Gun?
I enjoyed Top Gun.
Okay, Mum, can I ask why you just didn't decide to tune into your son, your favourite son's first national radio show?
I've been off for 4 weeks, so I think I got used to not listening.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Thrifty Australians. They are sharing weird and wonderful ways they're trying to save money amidst rising costs. So I've got seven.
Lettuce.
Well, we discussed that earlier. How much are they going for?
I think one iceberg lettuce is going, well, some places around $12.
$12 for an iceberg lettuce. All right, here's tip one for you. Don't buy lettuce, guys. It's $12. All right, I've got a list of about seven things that people are doing. I'm going to go through it. You guys let me know your thoughts on these and whether you would do it to save money. All right, here's the first one. So one bloke said, I charge my phone at work only now to save electricity at home. Smart.
I mean, sure.
Yeah, but would you be willing to do that just to save on a little bit of...
I don't know that it would make enough of a difference.
I just don't know if I could not charge my phone at home. Like, it'd die.
You're so right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I'd have enough battery to charge at work and then just leave it until I got back to work.
Are you bringing your dead phone to work every time?
I mean, if you bring a dead phone to work, it's great. Love it.
Look, I'm sure it saves you a little bit. Would be willing to do it? No, I don't think so. All right, how about this one? I don't buy cleaning products. I make my own using vinegar, bicarbonate, and citric acid because it's much cheaper.
It's supposed to be better for the environment as well if you're not buying plastic all the time.
That's a good point. A good
point. I mean, making anything saves money.
You're so right.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, if you can make your own chair, you don't need to buy a chair.
Time is money,
that's
though.
That's genius. Oh, yeah, that's important to know as well.
No, but okay.
Like, if you've got time to make a chair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But, you know, you make your own dinner cheaper than Uber Eats.
True.
This is good. This is what I wanted to stimulate, some good money-saving conversations, which is really good, guys. Yeah. So thanks for buying in so far.
Yeah.
I bought automatic foaming dispensers that use a tiny bit of soap at a time, and now I hardly buy soap. I feel like
it would
take a while.
Like, you're not pumpy, pump, pump, pump.
You're not pumpy. You're just putting your hands under, like, the sanitizer stations go zzz.
I mean, that wouldn't they be quite expensive?
Mm.
Probably.
Yeah.
I've never thought of that. I didn't know it useless.
Just quickly, I loved what you did there, Jim, making the noise. Who can get the closest to what it sounds like?
I don't.
Zzz. Put your hands underneath
it. Because if you do a pump, it's like a shh.
Yeah, and what about
No, stop, both of you. We're doing hacks.
No, you're all right.
For helping people. But again, thank you for buying into that.
You're welcome.
All right, how about this one? I go to bed when it's dark, so I don't use lights.
Like cave people.
Mm. Cave people? You can have a light cave.
Yeah, I mean, I only use the lights you need. You know what I mean?
You're so right. I think a good one is turn the lights off when you leave the room.
Yeah.
Is a good one.
I used to live with you, Nathan. You didn't do that.
Never do that. Never turn them off. Have every fan, so every fan
I'd
going.
I'd come home and every light would be on.
Every appliance is on. The toast is down, even though there's no toast in there. How high does it pop?
Don't do that.
How about this one? I think this is a good one. And I know quite a few people who do this to save money. I cut my own hair.
You're walking around with a haircut that you've done yourself. And you can always tell.
You know, my dad's cut his hair for like 50 years
and
or something.
Think about how much cash he's saved.
It's just, sometimes he can't do the back, though. It's just, yeah. But, yeah, he saved a lot of money.
You save a bit of cash doing that one.
He used to do that. He used to shave my head when I went to school.
Yeah.
He's like, we're saving so much money. I was like, are we? I'm six.
A second house with that haircut. All right, how about this one? Grace, I know you do this one. I flush less, which means I use less water.
I do not do that.
Didn't you tell us once that you...
You don't flush number ones?
You don't flush number ones?
When your partner's going in
only
afterwards?
Only if we're going at the same time.
Same time? Oh, so sitting in each other's laps.
Go
coming over to your house. Grace, I need to wee. Come with me.
Head to at Jimmy Nate to see a video of that. We just put it up. Jimmy Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
We did this yesterday, and it worked a real treat. Here's what we want to do. We want to know what's going on right now. What are people doing? Australia, what are you doing? 13 1060, jump on the phones right now because we need to get the vibe right of the country. What people are doing at this time of night. Whatever it is, 13 1060.
Yeah, we did it. We kicked the show off with it last night. And then I think that was like, you know, we start at 9. So it was like early 9. So it was a lot of people driving home from work.
Yeah, so we're different again
with dinners and stuff.
Yeah.
So now, we're heading towards 11 now. So, yeah, we thought we'd do it later in the show to see... Yeah, what are people doing now?
What's going on? Maybe you are coming home from work. You know, maybe you're a shift worker, or maybe you just had a big day on the tools. 13 1060.
Maybe you just can't sleep. Maybe, turn the wireless on.
Maybe you're at home. Maybe you're at a dinner and you're sitting around the dinner, and listen to the boys, some light dinner entertainment.
That's sad. A lot of people over for dinner instead of getting the wine out. Do you want to get the listener app out? Tune into some Jimmy and Nate.
You don't listen to Jimmy and Nate. They're the new guys.
Just see what they're doing.
Who wants dessert? Apple Crumble and Jimmy and Nate, guys.
Let's get it's around.
A board game. Do you have Monopoly? Oh, no, I remember. The listener app.
Who wants Jimmy and Nate? Some Cluedo and Jimmy and Nate. What do you reckon, guys? All right.
Got that shandy in the cupboard? Yeah, have a glass of port and some Jimmy and Nate.
Anyone for an after-dinner tea? I want a tea.
I've got chamomile.
You don't want a palate cleanser? Limoncello, anybody?
Does anyone want a digestive? Digestive, a cup of tea, and a bit of Jimmy and Nate.
Just get around the listener app. All right, 13 1060. Jump on the phones right now. Australia, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? Help us understand the vibe.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
13 1060. What are you doing? What are you up to? We're the new kids on the block, Jimmy. We just want to get a sense of the day. We want to get a sense of what's going on. We did this yesterday, but a little bit earlier in the 9 o'clock hour. It's now getting on a bit. We're almost at 11 o'clock. We just want to know what people are up to so we can kind of match that vibe.
Well, yeah. Just, you know, we know what to talk about. Just don't know what to do.
Exactly.
Just to get to know the people a little bit better.
Well, that's even more important, isn't it? It's just getting to know people.
That's what radio is about, mate. It's about the people. It's not about you and me.
Absolutely, mate.
Don't put us in the billboards. It's what we people on the billboards.
What we do it for. Big Aaron from Tassie. Hello, Az. How are you?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you guys going?
We are going all right. What are you up to, Aaron?
Well, I'm currently driving home from work.
Home from work? Okay.
What do you do for work?
I work for the After Hours Emergency Vet Centre.
After Hours Emergency Vet Centre, okay.
Oh, wow, okay.
Aaron, can I ask you, did you ever listen to us when we were back in Tassie doing Hobart Breakfast?
I used to listen to you on the breakfast show, yes. We miss you on the breakfast show.
Oh, say more.
Well done. Hey, Aaron, I'm glad we came to you first because we're not going to anyone else.
I will admit, boys, this time slot works better for me because it's more the time that I'm driving.
Well, I'll be honest, Aaron, that's why we took the contract. For you.
Just for you. it's worked out for everyone.
Thank you, Aaron. Gerard from Melbourne. Hello, Gerard.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're going all right, mate. What are you doing?
Yeah, good. I'm marching inexorably towards glory at the gym, just shaking off all of the pounds from COVID and being a fatso.
Don't say that, mate. It's just a number on a scale.
I reckon you look beautiful, Jared. Yeah. Don't worry about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. No illicit steroid use at all. Totally natural.
Nath uses it. It's great.
Each their own, mate. Each their own. As a fact, make something small, but whatever. We'll push on. Gerard, late night gym session, mate. Is this a frequent thing?
Yeah, I do it almost on a nightly basis with a good mate of mine. He's English, but we're not holding that against him. But yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good. We shoot up in the dunny after a good round of the dumbbells, and away we go.
Is there some sort of fitness account we can follow, Gerard, to just see your progress?
Not as yet, but we're thinking of doing a bit of a tandem at some stage.
Yeah, TikTok or
What are you working today? What buys tries?
Buys and tries, indeed. Tuesdays is always buys and tries. Never, ever before back, though.
Never before back.
I know we can't see you, Gerard, but can you give us a good flex, mate?
Did you hear it?
Yeah, it's gone.
Absolutely.
Groundbreaking. Thank you, Gerard. Mick from Sydney. G'day, Mick.
Hey, mate, how you going?
We're going all right. What are you doing, Mick?
Mate, I'm on my 12th beer, smoking darts and watching... the sixth season of Animal Kingdom right now in my man cave.
I love that.
How good's Animal Kingdom, by the way? I've seen the new season coming out. You enjoying it, Mickey?
Man, I love Animal Kingdom, man. I actually thought there was not going to be another season, but then I found out today there was, and I go, come on, let's do it. But I can't binge watch it because it's only, like, I think it's coming out every week now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Mickey, can I ask you how you're watching Animal Kingdom and listening to us on the radio at the same time?
Because I paused it.
Okay.
God, you're a good man, Mick.
Yeah.
What do you
call the boys up?
Hey, by the way, Jim, stupid question. You just paused it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Yeah, but it's time to wrap up the show with the show rating. If you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. This is how we wrap up each and every show. We rate the show out of 10 and we give our reasons why.
I love it when people just tune in for the show rating. I love those people.
I think I said this once as a joke. That's how it started. And then, people would come up to me after the show and just go, I love the show rating. People just love it.
Yeah, my mum only tuned in for the show rating last night. She forgot we were on.
She watched it, Kath and Kim?
Same as my mum.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah.
And she said, you rated it really low. What happened? And I went, don't worry about it,
Mum. You should have been listening, Kate. Should have been listening.
Kate, if you're listening now, I'm rating it a 9 out of 10.
Oh.
Couple of reasons why.
What an improvement, guys.
We chat about Kath and Kim a lot, the show. It looks like they could be returning for a little reunion special, which I'm stoked about. Also, shout out to Chrissy from Newcastle, who let us know that if you're ordering some sort of salad with lettuce, watch out.
Oh, it was
not a lot of lettuce.
It was a nationwide public service announcement, wasn't it? Public lettuce announcement.
It was a lettuce lesson.
It was.
Yes.
Oh, we should make that a segment. Is that audio guys still here? Let's get an opener. Lettuce lessons. Quick, we've got 2 minutes before we're done. Kai, quickly, make us a lettuce lesson sting.
No, don't, because he's too nice and he will.
No, he's writing it down.
He's writing it down. Kai, don't write it down. That. Don't do anything, Nathas.
Kai, write it down.
No, don't. and finally, the real reason 9 out of 10, we asked people to call in other radio shows for us, which I didn't think people would do, and they did for us, which we really appreciated, and no one answered.
I love it. And you know what? A round of applause. The Jimmy and Nath army that we're starting to build on national nights here, because they're going out and they're doing our dirty work.
I love the concept of an army that only does market research.
And that we've started that today.
Yeah.
Kai, let's get an opener for the Jimmy and Nath army.
Nath's drunk with power.
Is he writing it down?
Yeah, he is writing it down. Don't write anything. Tomorrow night on the show, we're doing lettuce lessons in the army. Grace, rating?
I think a solid 8.5 out of 10.
Okay, we're doing points.
We're doing fractions, are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because eight felt half. Too low, but I didn't want to do the same as Amy.
8.3 repeater for me.
8.38.
Nathan, 9 out of 10, Jim. 9 out of 10, mate. Cracking show. The Jimmy and Nathan army going out doing market research. And also, I'd like to, Producer Grace, I did walk out a few times when you were on the phone, but I know personally, I haven't said good morning once.
I didn't know that.
And Grace didn't say it either. I'm going to take your word for it, but I didn't hear you say it out there. So, and yesterday, I reckon I said it about 17 times because I've been doing breakfast radio for a very long time. Yep. Didn't say good morning.
No, that was the other reason. When I was writing down notes for why I was giving you a 9 out of 10, I was going to say it, but I didn't want to jinx it. So, hey, you guys can say it.
Yeah, we can say it.
Yeah, we can say it.
I didn't do it. I was great last night.
You don't have to do it, though. That's the difference.
My mum listened the whole 3 hours. Wait, we're only on 2 hours.
Adios, Australia!
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.